The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor post. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. 713-780-3776 is your number. Miss the first hour? Beer and baseball.
Pretty much.
It's not a bad combo. A few other things in there too, but mostly beer and baseball. And a couple of things. If you need fantasy rankings, AJ Hoffman's fantasy rankings are on Houston Sports and Stuff website. There's also Lamont's got a political piece on there. We got a boxing piece. I didn't even know there was a Pacquiao fight this week. I'd totally forgotten
about
it.
That's where times have gone.
I know. And so Tim Burgess did a story on that and something else. I posted five things today, so there's plenty of things for you on there. So check it out, HoustonSportsandStuff.com.
You want an update on the prostate exam?
Yes, I do.
So the goal was to raise $1,000 for men's health awareness this month. I think we're going to make it. I'll tell you, before yesterday's show, we had received $115 in donations.
Okay.
That's a good start. I mean, that was through basically the 1st of November and half of the 2nd. We've got all month to do this.
Right.
Want to shout out Patricia Holloway, longtime listener.
Oh, yeah. She's an original Blitzer. She's an OB.
Donna Rogers, also another, a longtime Blitzer.
Another OB.
Joshua McDaniel, Hector Manriquez, they all donated. And then yesterday, the donation started to pour in after your announcement. Chandler White, Curtis Johnson, Nathan Bell, Daniel Matchett, they all made healthy donations. Todd Farkerson, he made a donation.
Did he?
Yep. And we got one donation. I won't say the exact amount, but from Adam Whitman.
Yeah.
That was what I'll call a game-changing donation amount.
Okay.
And it has taken our donations now on November 3rd. We are now to $709.
I should have set the bar higher.
Of our goal.
Should have set the bar higher. Because we can't do a colonoscopy.
No.
Apparently.
So we're just going to have to do the fist.
So if we get 1,000. Yeah. And I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah. It's going to be rough. But
and I guess we should reset it. So what we agreed to is if we can raise $1,000 through this, our friends at the Mann Center are going to put me through a prostate exam that you're not going to see the exam.
I'm going to be in front of Fred.
You're going to hear my reaction to it. I'm going to be well covered, believe me. But you're going to hear my reaction to getting a prostate exam, which I can almost assure you is going to be worth the price of admission. So 713 wants to know, did your wife use an alias and donate to teach you a lesson after yesterday's show? She didn't hear yesterday's show. So we're okay.
How's that going with the
let's take a phone call.
Oh boy.
No, it's an adjustment, man. I'm
having someone else in your house.
Yeah, because I'm really big on, and I guess this is part of being old, is having a very specific routine each day, each morning, and so that I get the website stuff done, I get some show prep done, I get to the gym, I come back, I do some work on some of my other businesses, and I just have it all kind of mapped out, right? Yeah. That's it.
There's a kink.
Yeah, it gets thrown off. Let's just say because I'm there by myself from 7:15 on, so I can get stuff done. So it's really just a matter of my time. But you know, today that wasn't the case. So, and I had a lot to do, and it throws me off. And I kind of felt like by the time I got here today that I'd already done like 3 days worth of work. It just everything was slowed down a little bit. It's just, you know, I'm old. I like my things the way they are, you know. I like them arranged. And dude, I don't know how the hell you can spend an entire day at a quilt thing.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
But you should hear the story she was telling about these people. She flew in from Buffalo and went through Baltimore, and she said the entire plane from Baltimore were these old ladies going to this quilting convention. And it took forever to unload the plane because they didn't have enough wheelchairs to come get them all. True story. So, yeah, that's the kind of people that. And it's packed down there, man. I was looking out on the balcony today. I didn't realize how huge this thing is. I can't imagine a quilt convention being this big, but apparently it is a monster. And I'm kind of interested to kind of wander around downtown tonight and see if quilters actually go do anything.
Then what are they going to do?
Well, die.
They think they're going to go party?
I don't know. Do you wander around downtown with a quilt over your shoulders doing shots?
I don't think so.
I don't know. So, yeah, but I only have 4 more days to deal with it, so it'll be fine. It will. 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Brandon, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Sports. How you doing?
Sports.
You guys up for another beer question?
Sure.
All right. Well, first of all, I know that everyone's talking about it, and y'all spent some time talking about the fact that Carbach obviously sold out and that got announced today. But personally, not a big fan of theirs. Besides BBH, I think most of their stuff is average. It has been kind of funny to see all of the local bars around town basically casting them out into the street and calling them out, which is somewhat to be expected. But I guess my question is this, and recognizing that it's not necessarily one and the same, just for each of you guys, what's your favorite local brewery and or what's your favorite local beer that's brewed here in Houston? For me, I think it's hard to beat Brash. I'm a hophead. My favorite beer of theirs, and I'll kind of abbreviate it since we're on the radio, but we'll call it Kitty Wagon, yeah. An IPA. I think it's tough to beat in and around town. What do you guys think?
I mean, not counting Carbach, I'm a big fan of Buffalo Bayou. I'm a big fan of Brash. I'll say, but some like Brash, the first time that I had Kitty Wagon, I was blown away by it. And then since they've kind of upscaled their production, like, you know, made started to make more, they've had consistency issues as well. So, I don't know. I mean, I like a lot of different local beers. I don't know if I've got one that I can just call my favorite. But I love our beer scene here, and I love what's happened to it in the past 5 years. I think it's awesome. But there's a lot of beers that Carbach makes that I think are great. I think Hop Delusion is one of the best Imperial IPAs made in the country. Specifically in Texas. I mean, it's almost in the bag there. When it's fresh, I think it's as good as anything. I love the BBH stuff. I love it. I love basically all their fun series stuff, I think, is good.
Yeah.
You know, I love to get down on a Hopadillo or a Rodeo Clown every once in a while. I don't love all of their stuff, but they've got a lot of good stuff. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know that I'm just going to be like, well, I'm not going to drink any of that anymore because of who the 25 cents on every dollar is going to. I don't care about that.
Yeah, I'm with you on Buffalo Bayou. I think they're the most creative guys in the city in terms of coming up with stuff. And I just like their beers a lot. And they do a lot more heavier beers, which I like. But there's so many good ones. I love a lot of No Label stuff and
another
11 Below.
One of those breweries has beers that they put out that I don't like.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of look at it like if you're single, you don't have to marry any of them, so you can sleep with as many as you want, right?
Yeah.
You can just trade around. One night can be Carbach. One night can be Buffalo Bayou. Yeah, I like that. I like that under the radar that's opened up near me. That's a pretty cool little brewery. They've got like five beers to choose from. Two of them I like, one of them, and two of them I don't really like. But the two I like a lot. So I can't really. I don't have a favorite. I guess. Sorry. That's one of those. Are you supposed to have a definitive opinion on something? Like that?
I don't know.
Because I just like a lot of different stuff. I like trying new places. When a new place opens, I like to go and I like to sit there and meet the people who run it and have a few beers and just chill. I like those guys down at Saloon Door where we're going to be in a couple weeks. I mean that, and they've all got something about them. They're all like beautiful women. They've all got something about them that I like, and then something I don't. Jacob, Quilt Festival. What's up, Jacob?
Yeah, sports guys. So I actually work at the Hilton right that connects to the convention center. This is actually the second week of the Quilt Festival. It's about 70,000 people that come in over the two-week period. It's as crazy as it sounds.
Are you involved in it? What are you doing?
I'm personally, no. I just work at the hotel. But, yeah, it sells out. So the day the reservations open for next year, which will be, I think, the 16th, it will sell out in about 30 minutes.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that many people make quilts.
Yeah, it's there's people flying in from like China and Japan and stuff. They're bringing quilts in, and yeah, this is a to do, man. It's a huge deal.
I wonder if any of the quilters have sold out to AB InBev this week. People are not going to buy those quilts anymore.
I don't know
what's the big quilt company? I don't know.
Is there one?
Yeah,
there's not like there's a bunch of like sewing machine manufacturers and crap like that. I don't think it's a big company.
Singer still the sewing machine brand?
Fingers?
Singer.
No, I think it's like something with a B. Burning, I don't know.
Burberry.
There's a B. But sure, we'll go with that. Burberry sounds good.
Yeah. I think that's legit. That sounds legit.
Yeah. Man, I'm learning more about this stuff than I ever wanted to. I guess I'm going to have a full quilt report. So
you want to bring your friend in here for an in-studio interview, an in-depth interview?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. And, yeah. Although it'd be entertaining. I could say that. Jude said, I just donated but don't have Facebook. Any other way to watch? I'm sure we'll find a way to tweet out the link.
Oh, yeah. We'll put it on our website,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and we'll probably, yeah, if it's funny enough, we'll replay it on air, too. So.
Who said that? Todd?
Huh?
Who sent that message?
Jude asked that.
Oh, okay. Let's say we just got a donation from Todd.
Awesome.
So we're up to $809.
Okay, now. So we got the rest of the month to do the rest of it.
We're doing well, I think.
I think we're going to get there. I feel pretty good about this.
Hey, John, how do we see our network?
Oh, yeah, I want to beat everybody else at this.
How do we see how the rest of the guys are doing? Is that a thing?
Yeah, if you go to your network, you should be able to see it.
Okay. I don't know how this works.
It's a little tough to navigate.
No joke.
I'll look that up for you.
Yeah, I want the breakdown of who's made what. Who's raised what?
Yeah, we want to win this.
And I want to know where I rank right now.
All right, here we go. You are in the lead by a very healthy margin of $809. And the second, Patrick Creighton, has $44.
That's second place?
Yeah. Wow.
What's Raheel got?
$9.
What's Travis got?
$0.
Oh.
All right.
Those guys aren't even trying.
Yeah, well.
Well, nobody wants a mustache ride from Raheel, so I'm guessing they don't want to donate. Mm.
Can you tell the people where the link is again? Because we got a bunch
it's,
of people
it's pinned to my Twitter page. So if you go to Twitter and go to my Twitter page, the pinned tweet. So my very first tweet has the link, so you can donate to get Freddie fingered. There's a movie called Freddie Got Fingered.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
This is going to be Freddie Got Fingered Part 2. We should make a movie poster for that. Remember when Tom Green was on the cover? John, can we get our social media guy? Can we get Brandon to come in here with his camera and, like, Photoshop? Get Fred, like, doing the Tom Green hands like he did on the cover of Freddy Got Fingered and make a movie poster of Freddy Got Fingered 2, and it'll just be Fred instead of Tom Green?
Let's get to the $1,000 before we do that.
Okay.
That would be my humble suggestion.
Okay. I'll talk to Brandon about that. He wants those Facebook Live hits. That's what he's always giving us grief about. You want a Facebook Live audience? How about one of our hosts getting his butthole tampered with? That'll get some likes.
By a doctor.
By a doctor. Yeah.
Yes. Let's clarify.
Yeah, this isn't a sex thing. We're not hiring a hooker.
No.
We're actually having a medical professional do it. All right. I got to tell you guys about Window World. Listen, I can't give you enough reasons why you should get these windows. If you've got old aluminum or wooden windows with regular glass, you need to check out these energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. Double-hung, double-pane windows from Window World offer an American-made premium quality with a transferable lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. Installation takes about a day for the average home. Financing's available, and the windows start at just $189. I don't know what you need. I'll tell you this. These windows are going to save you so much on your energy bills that eventually these windows are going to pay for themselves. You've got nothing to lose. They'll give you a free in-home estimate with no pressure. They'll come in. They'll tell you what it'll cost. If you like it, like I said, installation takes about a day. If you don't like it, no problem. They'll pack up and leave. No big deal. And again, the lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage and is transferable. That means if you shoot a rock through the window, no big deal. They got you covered. They'll come out and replace it for free. Call for that free estimate today at Window World, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. That doors and siding also available. Window World, simply the best for less.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
If I was you, 'cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is the number if you want to get in. Soccer Bilal says, I worked at that Hilton and knew Jacob was cool. Fellow Blitzer. Worked overnight and those quilters can drink. I know this one can because she's Canadian. She can drink. So, why don't we squeeze in a phone call here? Corey, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports and Modest Mouse is horrible.
I'm with you, brother. Sports to you.
So, funny story about Modest Mouse real quick. I was there at a concert in Kansas City with my brother. He won tickets on the radio. So we show up. My brother's geeking out after the show, wants to go see Isaac Brock. So he comes out of his bus, and my brother's talking to him. And like mid-conversation, Isaac Brock just pulls out a marker and goes, I'm going to draw you a pretty picture on your shirt. So my brother's geeking out, and he's talking to him. And the lead singer's like, yeah, okay, cool, that's cool. And so we leave, and we get home, and we realize he's drawn a giant penis on my brother's shirt.
Oh, boy.
So,
well, at least yeah. they have a sense of humor, at least, right?
At least. But they're horrible. Absolutely horrible. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. All right, now we're talking. That's what I'm talking about.
Sorry, I was over there. I was over on the other side of the building, not eating their free food.
Yeah, of course, because they don't.
But I was.
But they did give me a free Mafia 3 here.
That's right. I was getting Brandon to work on photoshopping.
Awesome.
Photoshopping the Freddy Got Fingered poster. Chris said, what's the individual donation that gets a seat in the room? I feel like that donation, like the guy who made that big donation, he should get a seat in the room if he wanted one. But that should be like the number. That should be the set number.
Yeah. I don't know why anybody would want to be in there, but okay. I'm pretty sure you don't really want to be in there.
I don't
want to
be in. It's probably going to smell bad.
I don't know what it's going to be, but it's
Are you going to shower that day?
Yeah.
I think it'd be
shower
funny
every
if,
day.
I think it'd be funny if you didn't shower that day. Like, go get a good workout in and then just show up all smelling like ass.
No, I shower every day.
I think, what do we say, $500? $500 gets you a seat in the room?
But if 10 people do that, there's going to be 10 people in there. I don't know if the doctors will go for that. I'm not even sure if they can legally do that.
That's true.
We need to check on the legalities before we...
Yeah, before we make any promises. Yeah. I'll have to talk to the Man Centers guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a prostate exam. It's not like they've got to put you under or something.
No, it's just basically... But still, I don't know what the laws are about stuff like that. I'm not a doctor.
But it would be good, like... You know, I would say if you donate $500, and again, we'll have to talk to the Man Centers guys and see if this is, you know, legit. But I would think if you donate $500, you can get in the room and you can ask Fred a question while he's getting diddled. Like, I think that's a good idea because we're going to be doing an interview. If anybody wants to know anything about Fred and you want to know it while he has a doctor's hand inside him playing puppeteer, then that's a good time to ask the question. So they'll say,
why would anybody want to be in there? I don't want to be in there.
While a doctor has his hand in you, they'll say, Fred, what's the best value on Canadian Football League futures bets right now?
Good question.
You'll have to answer that while a doctor is massaging your prostate.
Okay, better yet, because a lot of people are asking what we think about tonight's game. And I'm going to go against something that's been working for me, which is totally fading these overtime teams. I kind of like the Bucks tonight getting 4.5. I think part of it, the short week, home dog on a Thursday, and the fact that even though the Bucks are coming off an overtime game, that was a pretty intense emotional game for the Falcons against the Packers. I can see a letdown tonight. I think the Falcons are a better team, and I think they win the game, but I'll take the 4.5 points. Not for much. It's a small play. I also like UCLA plus 13 a little bit. I have no opinion on the over, though.
I'm still looking at these games. I'm not playing the college games tonight. I'm still looking at the NFL game.
Okay. Well, I'm on, and I've already been told by 4 people I'm stupid for being on the Bucks. So
that's okay. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not going to fault you.
There's a process behind it.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And some of the comments I can't even begin.
The comments about you getting fingered?
Yes.
Are they good comments?
No, they're funny.
Oh, I thought maybe people would be excited about it.
And no, there's no amount that you can donate to be the doctor that does it, okay?
Come on.
And people says it.
If it's a chick?
Well, she's cute. I'll be okay with it. But it takes, some people say it takes like 10 seconds. So I may not be able to answer a question.
Oh, we'll talk to the doctor and make sure it lasts.
Oh, no.
At least a minute.
We're not expanding the thing.
We have to. I mean, we have to make a show of it, Fred.
We'll make a show of it.
Juan Betancourt donated. Thank you, Juan.
Another longtime blitzer. There's some familiar names on that donations list. Ubaldo, any suggestions, recommended spots in Houston to adopt a puppy? I'd like to add a dog to the family next year. We got ours at Bark, and I mean, I'm thrilled with her, but she wasn't a puppy. She was probably 2 when we got her.
Yeah.
And the only thing about that place is it's mostly pit bulls. So they have other dogs, obviously. It's what ours was just kind of different because you don't see many Rhodesian Ridgebacks running around in those places. But, and SPCA's always got a bunch too. I think that's a great thing to do. I mean, rescue a dog.
I got mine from a guy who didn't speak English, who kept 3 German Shepherd puppies in 1 kennel outside from the day they were born until I took them at 4 months old. I wanted to take all 3 of those dogs so bad. I wish I could have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, dude, if you find a dog in a bad situation, and you'll see, you just want to help those dogs, man. Yeah. I'm a sucker for dogs, and I see these 3 dogs which, by the way, like the 4 months they had been alive were the 4 months that it was raining every single day here.
Yeah.
They'd never been inside a house. They were covered in fleas.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was just a disaster. And to see my dog now, who has more than doubled her weight since we got her.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels good to help a dog like that. And honestly, you can go to They have events around town where they're adopting out dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people.
A lot of times at Petco and PetSmart on weekends, they'll have they'll have the adoption people out there.
And there's a lot of people who are, what do they call it, foster parents.
Yeah.
Like, they're taking care of the dog until someone wants to keep it forever. And I mean, I think it's cool that people do that. But in order for them to do that, eventually people have to come get the dogs from them.
Right.
So that keeps it. I mean, either way, you're keeping a dog out of a shelter. So it's to me, that's something that you can always look into as well.
And Voldemort sent me a text. Save Animal Rescue is a good place to get a dog, too.
There you go.
Hopefully that's a good thing you're doing, man. Tell you what, here's another good thing you can do. You're going to sleep better at night if you do something like that.
By the way, Lance Ford coming through with the donation.
Lance,
too.
Another longtime listener.
We're getting close, my friend. We're getting close to that doctor being deep inside your body.
This is, you know, when you put it that way, it really doesn't sound very appealing. I feel like I'm making a sacrifice here to help us raise money.
You are. You're doing a great thing.
Yeah. Well, now, if we do get to our goal that fast, we need to set some higher goals and figure out something else. I'm going to sleep well tonight, even though I'm worried about this now because AJ has me scared of it. But
how about this, Fred? Since we got rid of the they said we can't do a colonoscopy. How about if we get to $2,000, I'll do it too, even though I'm like 4 years from when I'm actually having to do it. I'll get an early check.
That sounds like a...
Does that seem fair?
It seems fair, yeah.
Okay. I'll do it.
All right. There you go. That's a good plan. Not at the same time, though. That'd be really creepy.
No, side by side, hip to hip.
No.
I want the doctor using one hand on you, one hand on me.
No, I am not going to be in the same room as you.
And I want it to be like a puppet show, like where Jung's holding the phone and like I'll say something, I'll move my mouth, and the doctor will say something for me. And then you move, like it'll be like a ventriloquist act.
And this is just getting weird. It's getting weird. I'm not sure I'm comfortable having another man in the room while I'm being violated anyway.
Come on. Quit being shy.
Well, I am. What do you want? All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And what a great month, because guess what? You know, there's that Black Friday out there. They're doing it all month long. Beat the rush and save on handcrafted mattresses with a luxury, comfortable plush feel. You'll get deep sleep throughout the night. You're going to wake up ready for a busy day without ever being disturbed by your other half. How about this? King size sets, $399. And I got to tell you, they make them right there, sell them directly to you. That's why you're already saving 50% off of what you would be paying in a retail store. But when they're doing Black Friday sales for the entire month, you're getting great, great deals. And I've learned so much about mattresses since I've been over there from Yuval and the gang. And I never thought about one, man. I just go buy a mattress, sleep, fine. Well, they put so much care into these things, and they're constantly trying new things. And they've got coils that each one responds individually to the contours of your body for complete support, and it is amazing. So go check them out at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Tell them I sent you. They love the Blitzers. They will take care of you. You can read all about the benefit of sleeping on these coils, by the way, at TexasMattressMakers.com. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed, TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Cowboys Browns NFL noon Sunday on ESPN 97.5, presented by Berryman Automotive Products.
And we are back on the Blitz. You know what that music means? Time for Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert. You can find Chris's podcast on harrisfootball.com. You can find his rankings. You can find everything on harrisfootball.com. And also the author of War on Sound. You can also follow him on Twitter at harrisfootball. Hell, we almost used up the whole segment just talking about all the great things you're doing, Christopher.
Well, then let's get right to the football. Thank you for the lovely intro.
One more time. We got a bunch of new listeners. Tell people about the novel and how they can get it.
It's about music. It's been out for, I guess, about a month, and it's doing pretty well. And if you're a rock fan at all, and especially like indie bands and stuff like that, you might really like it. It's waronsoundbook.com.
All right, one of the weird weeks during fantasy football are these. There's a couple weeks where six teams have a bye week, This is one of them. People are reaching deep, you know, particularly at running back and wide receiver. You're having to get way down into the waiver wire sometimes to cover up for bye week guys. Who's a guy that, you know, hasn't made it into your roster all year long, but is somebody you might count on this week?
Well, let me just say that this is the week that I like because, you know, I watch all the films, so it's right. Fewer games for me to watch. Oh man, it's like I get to sleep. I guess Charcandrick West is the most obvious potential waiver ad and or person that you might start if it turns out that Spencer Ware's concussion will keep him out. And at this point, not having practiced on a Wednesday or a Thursday and knowing that he did officially suffer a concussion, it does feel like West is going to get the start and has basically not a lot of competition for carries against pretty bad Jaguars defense. So I think West is the most obvious one. You could maybe start Tim Hightower. We saw Mark Ingram get benched last week, and we don't know how they're going to use them against the 49ers. To some degree, it might be okay to use both of them. You know, if it turns out to be a 50-50 type split where they're going to work Ingram back in from his fumbling problems and also use Hightower against San Francisco, heck, both of them could be decent. I don't know. Outside of that, maybe tonight, Anton Smith, but again, it's one of those, this could be a three-headed monster. I just don't know what the usage is going to be, so I wouldn't want anybody to go off completely half-cocked on Anton Smith, you know, just knowing that the way these things go, you know, the moment you decide to use them, they give Peyton Barber 87 carries.
Christopher Harris is our guest, harrisfootball.com. And, well, Tom Brady's off this week, so you can't just default make him the number one quarterback anymore, can you?
He's still number one, though. That's what's so ironic, because I also still just made him number one anyway. You're better off starting him than when he doesn't play compared to everybody else. I have Aaron Rodgers number one this week, and I feel weird about it because it's a weird offense right now. Essentially, how long can it last where you don't run? But for the moment, if he's going to get 50 attempts a game, I think I feel pretty good about using him.
Yeah, and that Indy defense is a little helpful on that, too. How... And I noticed you got Drew Brees second. He's having quietly just having another terrific year. I mean, where do you put him? Where do you put his season? And what do you, because last year he was turning the ball over a lot. Seems to they're not winning games, but it's not his fault.
Yeah, and they win a game I didn't expect him to win last week. Granted, it was at home, and maybe of all the players, and I talk about crutch arguments a lot. These arguments that you sort of make to retrofit some phenomenon that you've seen, like to explain it. A lot of times I think they're nonsense. And I think a lot of times he's good at home or good on the road in the NFL is just a bunch of, you're just cobbling together statistics. And in fact, along in that, if you do a statistical regression, sometimes you can prove that the players are good in even numbered weeks, right? Or in odd numbered weeks. That becomes a higher correlation than home road for a lot of players. Although Drew Brees is the one player where you go, yeah, he's much better at home. So this should be a good matchup against San Francisco. I expect that he's going to be good, but he is someone on the road I sort of do look askance at. It's been a very good season. He has the typical amount of Drew Brees-type weapons, and who knows if they're really great weapons. Maybe he makes them great. He's been very, very good, and there's no reason for fantasy purposes to think about not using him ever, really, in any circumstance. If you're going to take on Seattle and play that well, and there's no reason for the Saints to be letting him go. You know, we still have contract questions. I assume at some point he resigns and all is well, but I can think of about 30 other teams that would like to have him.
One from the listener, if Adrian Peterson, there's rumors that he's getting healthy. If he's somebody that got cut and you've got a spot, is that a guy you'd think about stashing and maybe having down the stretch?
It would be hard for me to offer like a catch-all blanket advice for that. There's a lot of players who are stashable. I mean, I think I'd probably stash Deion Lewis first because, boy, if you could be the receiving back as electric as you were last year in a Tom Brady offense, I think that would be really valuable. And it's going to be a while for Peterson, even if, you know, like, how many games do I need to see him be himself and that offensive line be good enough to take advantage of him being himself before I would trust him in a fantasy playoff game? It feels like I would need to see a couple anyway, which isn't this. I think I actually owned him in a couple of leagues. I've stashed him, and if he comes back, that's great, but those are deeper leagues, and I don't have a lot of free agents. Deion Lewis is owned in those leagues, right? But I don't hate the idea. I think most people, like in 12-team leagues for the moment, in standard bench depth, could probably find better use of the spot.
And one more from a listener. Would Mike Davis with the 49ers have any value for desperate owners with a matchup against New Orleans? Is there anybody on that 49er team that would have value?
Well, the problem, again, is like, okay, let's say Carlos Hyde doesn't play, and it would require Carlos Hyde not playing, which is possible. He's not taking contact in practice yet, and it's a shoulder injury, and if it's bad enough, maybe he by a week wasn't enough to get him healthy. The problem is just, can you trust that it's Mike Davis? They have DeJuan Harris, who people in the media really seem to like, but that could mean nothing. We're in the media, and we're stupid. Like, could be anything, right? Could be anything. And then Chandrone as well. So is it possible it's a super desperation play? I guess, but I feel like if you check out my ranks on Harris Football, you will find better desperation plays probably.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, harrisfootball.com. Tell them what all else is on the site once again. I know you do podcasts every day and everything. Let the people know about it.
Yeah, that's how Daddy pays the bills, right? I got a podcast that is on 5 days a week. You can find it on iTunes or Spotify or Google Play or wherever you get podcasts. And it does really well, guys. I don't know how I'm making a living at this, but it's actually a really good living doing podcasting and get you know, tens of thousands of people listen every day. I would love it for more folks to join in. If you dig the NFL, if you dig fantasy, I think you'd probably like the show pretty well.
All right, that's Christopher Harris. Christopher, appreciate the time as always. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Awesome, guys. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
All righty, that's Christopher Harris. Okay, we are going to take a break. We come back. We got another Florida Gym of the Day, of course. See what Robert Parker posted on our Facebook page. He wants to know if I'll be using the Mr. Babar pseudonym from Fletch. I will not sing Moon River. I will tell you that. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975. I pulled up in my 6-4
Impala. This is the Blitz on ESPN 975. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com.
All right, you want an update?
Yeah.
I told you Lance Ford donated, right?
Yes.
Tyler Cloud with a donation. Tracy Cowley, longtime listener.
Yeah, hot Tracy. Tyler's a former University of Houston football player.
Oh, really?
Played offensive line.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a good player. Got his knee screwed up.
I know that feeling. Yeah. Bilal Abu Harb. I probably said that last name wrong.
Soccer Bilal, I'm guessing.
Yeah. He donated. Ehab Tay donated. Red Rocket Man. I don't think that's his real birth name. I don't think that's his Christian name, but that's his internet name. He donated. James Garcia threw a donation. And Ryan Bruins made the donation that got us to $1,000.
All right.
Congratulations.
Guess we're doing this,
then. He will be fingered in the next 30 days.
Well, appreciate your donation. Just, you know, keep in mind that this is all going for a really good cause.
Absolutely.
So, which is why we're doing it. And for you guys to make fun of me, that's the other reason we're doing it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Florida.
And of course we do.
Of Boynton Beach, where it really doesn't matter how old you are there, because we get people in their 80s doing crazy stuff. We get people in their 20s doing crazy stuff. A 56-year-old man was arrested Monday after police said he drove naked through his neighborhood, which before...
What's the big deal?
He had electrical wires attached to his genitals. Mm. Apparently, he slowed his white four-door Toyota... And someone made sexual advances toward a person who then called police. He allegedly motioned toward his groin area, at which point the person saw the wires and then opened the passenger side door. The caller declined Jenkins' offer to climb in, but did snap a picture of him to show city police. He continued his slow drive through the neighborhood as school-age children got off the bus. Now it's getting weird. Two marked police cars were needed to pull over Jenkins, who reluctantly stepped out of his car only wearing red shorts. They handcuffed him on the ground after he repeatedly ignored police orders. Was hospitalized for 3 days. He's scheduled to appear before a Palm Beach judge today. That was supposed to happen this morning. He is charged with lewd behavior in front of children, indecent exposure, and resisting an officer without violence. And I don't know what the appeal to plugging those things into your genitals is.
I'm not sure either. It can't feel great.
I mean, it shock value?
Nah, I see what you did there.
That was terrible.
I see what you did.
I feel shame for that, almost. Regardless, that was your Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, let's squeeze in a phone call here. Brett, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
Hey, quick question. I hear you guys talk about NFL lines, obviously, every week, and I never hear you guys talk about teasers. Just wanted to get your thoughts on teasers. Do you guys play them? Do you not play them? And why, I guess? And I'll hang up and listen.
I'll play one every once in a while, and usually if I do, it's a two-team teaser. I don't try to get wild and do like an eight team. I know a lot of people do that. I just don't like it because if I like the number enough to bet it, then I don't need an extra 3 points or an extra 6 points usually. You know what I mean? So, and it cuts a lot into your profits. It just makes it, I mean, you got to win more to get the same money. So I don't do them very often.
Yeah. And
it's something I used to do a lot more, and I've just gotten away from it.
And when I actually do them, it's on NFL games because if I think the line is pretty close to what it should be and I can get some value out of a couple, I will. But I haven't done – I don't think – I've done one this year, maybe two.
Yeah.
So – and there's a whole chapter on it in the audiobook. An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style, which is available on our podcast arena page. So there's that.
Will Stafford with the donation, Fred. He's got us moved into the – that's moving into my diddling.
Yeah. So we got to get – well, we did this in 3 days. I feel pretty good that we'll be able to get the
– Maybe so. But I think people were much more interested in you getting fingered than they will be me.
Probably, because you're going to make more fun of me.
Yes.
And I will do it first, so then I'll be sympathetic.
Jong, if we hit 3K, are you in?
I'm like 8 years away.
I know, but listen, you can. It's early detection is a key.
3K?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, it seems unlikely we'll make 3K.
We might want to clear all this with the sponsor before we actually do it.
Oh, they're going to be okay with it. The sponsor loves it.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to Brandon yesterday. These guys, they're happy with it.
All right.
Okay.
Man Sinners, by the way.
3K, I'm in, and then we should set something else for 5K, like another tier. Do you do like a full exam? Like everything?
Well,
for 5K?
Well, I thought that's what we were doing anyway.
No. I think the $1,000 was the prostate only.
No.
It's a full examination.
It's a full examination, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all for $5,000. Let's think on this.
We'll think about it.
Yeah. Let's not just brainstorm on air, but we'll come up with something that'll be really good.
If we get to $5,000, Jong gets to perform the test on Fred.
No.
No.
Come on. For the team, guys.
Nobody wants to do that.
Well, did you do it then?
I have big fingers. Fred would hate that. Got these big sausage fingers. Broken knuckles and everything. He's not going to like that.
That's what. And I'm going to get the doctor that's like a former boxer.
Yeah.
His hands are going to be all mashed up.
Like a rodeo clown.
Yeah.
His index
finger. I was a rodeo clown for 10 years.
His index finger is somehow shaped like the letter K. I don't know how he does it, but that's what it is. It's unbelievable.
All right. So 3,000, Jong will do it too. 5,000, we'll figure something out for. But we're at 1,000, so I'm in. Now we get, let's take this in steps. Let's get to 2,000 or 3,000 and then start worrying about 5,000. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975.